From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The military official in charge of the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan says American troops have attacked what are believed to be the largest Al-Qaeda training camps found in the course of the 14-year Afghan war. The operation took place just days before announced plans to keep 9,800 U.S. troops in Afghanistan through the greater part of 2016. World powers involved in talks on Syria's political future have agreed to a UN-led process that involves talks between the Syrian government and opposition, and also to explore a ceasefire. Plans were outlined in a news conference held by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Mr. Lavrov spoke through an interpreter about Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's destiny.
I said that the Assad's destiny should be decided by the Syrian people.
Как и все, что касается дальнейшего развития сирийского государства.
As well as all other aspects of further development of the Syrian state.
Earlier in the day, Secretary Kerry reiterated the U.S. stance that Assad cannot unite and govern Syria. Meantime, a small team of American ground troops will deploy to northern Syria to assist opposition groups in their fight against the Islamic State militants. These will be the first U.S. ground forces sent to Syria for more than a raid or a specific mission. U.S. prosecutors have charged a Burkina Faso man with more than $12 million in fraud for allegedly distributing faulty mosquito nets in his home country. The man had promised to buy nets from a U.N. company, sponsored company, recommended company in Thailand. Instead, they chose a cheaper supplier in China. This is VOA News. International Organization for Migration reporting that migrant deaths on the Mediterranean sea routes to Europe are breaking all previous records. Lisa Schlein reporting from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration reports deaths off the Greek islands, notably Lesbos and Samos, have surged with the cold weather setting in. It estimates 435 men, women, and children have died on the eastern Mediterranean route linking Turkey to Greece in the last 3.5 weeks. The past few days have been replete with shipwrecks and deaths. IOM describes Wednesday, October 28th, as the deadliest day in the Mediterranean waters this year. The UN Refugee Agency warns the seaborne death toll will continue to rise as long as thousands of refugees are forced to make these perilous journeys to escape war and persecution. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was widely expected to take a lead role in campaigning for the AKP. That's the political party he helped found ahead of Sunday's general election, even though he's meant to remain impartial as president. Mr. Erdogan appears to be taking a back seat in the current campaign, despite the fact that the AKP is fighting to reestablish the parliamentary majority it lost in the June poll. Dorian Jones reporting now from Istanbul.
Sinan Ülgen, a visiting scholar at Carnegie Europe in Brussels, says Erdogan has learned from the June polls that such campaigning may be counterproductive.
Erdogan is a politician who relies very much on polling. He understood if he campaigns on behalf of a political party, that doesn't necessarily help the popularity of that party, given that the Turkish constitution asks the president to be impartial.
In the June poll, Erdogan drew widespread criticism for openly campaigning for the AKP, holding almost daily rallies and, on many occasions, opponents claim using public funds. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
North Korea's ruling party will hold a rare convention that analysts say is an attempt to solidify Kim Jong-un's rule. State media Friday announced the Workers' Party will hold the first Congress since 1980, and they'll do that next May. South Korea's Unification Ministry spokesman said the government is paying close attention to the upcoming meeting. Analysts in Seoul say the convention is an important political event for Kim, who's tried to cement his control over the country since taking power in late 2011 after his father, Kim Jong-il, died suddenly. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.